This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The government has issued operational guidelines for the implementation of the model solar village under the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. The new and renewable energy ministry in a statement today said that under the scheme, emphasis has been placed on creating one model solar village per district across the country. The ministry said a total financial outlay of 800 crore rupees has been allocated for this component. It said that in order to be considered under the scheme, a village must be a revenue village with a population size above 5,000 or 2,000 for special category states. The ministry said the villages will be assessed on their overall distributed renewable energy capacity installed within 6 months after the declaration of potential candidates by the district level committee. IIT Madras has been ranked top in the National Institutional Ranking Framework NIRF 2024 for higher education institutes in the overall category. The Indian Institute of Science IISc Bengaluru has been placed second, and IIT Bombay is in third position in the overall category in India Rankings 2024, which was released today by Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said that ranking and accreditation are key features of the National Education Policy NEP 2020, and all educational institutions must come under this regime. He said that there are more than 58,000 educational institutes in the country and 6,500 have come under the NIRF regime. In the university category, the top three positions are held by the Indian Institute of Science, Bengaluru, Jawaharlal Nehru University, New Delhi, and Jamia Millia Islamia, New Delhi. The Indian Institute of Management, IIM Ahmedabad, ranked top among all institutes in the management category, followed by IIM Bangalore and IIM Kozhikode. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met with Foreign Minister of Nepal Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba in Kathmandu and discussed wide-ranging issues of various aspects of the multifaceted cooperation between the two countries. During the engagement, both sides also reviewed the progress made in various bilateral initiatives and developmental projects and opportunities for further collaboration. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri was on a two-day visit to Nepal from 11 to 12 August. This was Foreign Secretary's first visit to Nepal after assuming office last month. Foreign investors pumped in 6,261 crore rupees into the Indian debt markets in the first 7 sessions of August. However, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs pulled out 13,431 crore rupees from the equity markets. This comes after 2 months of consecutive positive investments into the Indian capital markets. FPIs invested 32,365 crore rupees in equities in July and 26,565 crore rupees in June. Before that, FPIs withdrew 25,586 crore rupees in May and over 8,700 crore rupees in April. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan held a high-level bilateral meeting with his New Zealand counterpart Todd McLay and his delegation in New Delhi today. During the meeting, discussion centered on sharing information about the agricultural priorities of both the countries and exploring new avenues for partnership. The meeting also touched upon the importance of technical cooperation in research and development, especially in horticulture and cage fisheries. Both the leaders expressed their commitment to deepening the agricultural partnership, which has seen significant progress in recent years. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall in isolated places over West Madhya Pradesh and Rayalaseema today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.